Hi, my name is Tatiana. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you called to find a testing site near you?
We are. We need to know where to get our shots, the COVID-19 vaccinations. Can you help me with that?
Okay. I don't have any sites for that, but I can get you pre-registered to get it if you would like.
Okay, now where do you – we live in Pelham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Or where can we – is there – are there places close to us? Or do we have to go to Charlotte or to – we moved here from North Carolina, I'm sorry. Birmingham, or are there areas around here?
What county are you in?
We're in Shelby County.
Shelby. I have two locations in Shelby. One is in Columbiana, Alabama, and the other one is in Pelham, Alabama.
Okay. Either of those two would be good.
So those are two places that give the vaccines, but they go by appointments, so they want
okay.
you to, ma'am.
Okay, how do I get a hold of them? I'm trying to figure out how to set up appointments. I understand that they...
People have tried to get appointments directly, but they're not taking appointments directly. They want people to pre-register first, and then they call them with an appointment.
Oh, okay. How do I pre-register then?
You can pre-register with me. Which location would you like?
Do you have an address of the one in Pelham?
Yes, it's 2000 County Services Drive.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know where. Well, let's go there. That's
okay.
Close to us, not too far from us.
What's your first name?
Okay, I'm registering for me and my husband. Okay,
okay.
My first name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T.
Last name?
Kuhnke, K-U-H-N-K-E.
And what's your phone number?
205-406-5544.
And do you have an email address?
Uh-huh. It's J Kuhnke, K-U-H-N-K-E, at Z as in Victor, net.net.
And how old are you?
I am 75.
Okay, and you can go ahead with your husband's information.
Okay, his first name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y.
And does he have a phone number?
It's the same. That is our home phone number.
Do you have a cell? Because I don't know if they're going to text you or anything. So,
okay, my cell phone is 704.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 425. 704-425.
Mm-hmm.
1545, I believe. I have looked that up. I don't call myself ever. Okay. I'll go get that information. But we just have the one cell phone. So it's 1545, yeah. 425-1545, I believe. Is that my cell phone, 1545? 425-1545? He didn't hear me. What's my cell phone? 425-1545, right? 1544. Anyway, his name, let me, I'm sorry.
How old is he?
He is 76. He's almost 77. I'm almost 76. So, yeah, he's almost 76. Okay. My cell phone, 704-425-1514.
Oh, 1514. Oh, you're just two numbers off.
I know. That's what I'm not planning to use it, and it's like, nah. Yeah, but they can text me there. We get texts.
Okay, and how old is he?
I'm 75.
He's 75?
I'm 75, and he's 76.
Okay. All right, he will be contacted once an appointment becomes available, and so will you. So they might email you, call you. I know they will call you. If they can't reach you by phone, they will email you and everything. So
okay. Okay. Do they give you like a day in advance, or do they just say come down now?
Oh, no, they're gonna like contact you maybe like weeks before, so you'll know.
Oh, are they weeks behind?
Yes, mine as well say. Yes, their list is long.
I know. A lot of us old folks, huh? Okay. Can you go anywhere? Can you go to different offices? Or?
When they call you, they're going to tell you where to go. It might be the health department they send you to, though.
Okay. Just so we can get a shot here pretty soon, you know. I kept
yes,
trying
ma'am.
To figure out where to go to get it. And so I finally found the public health department. So I thought, well, go there. They might know where to go. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. I'll wait to hear from them.
Okay. Have a good day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.